10-2-4 Ranch, starring your radio and screen favorites, Dick Foran, Martha Mears, and the Sons of the Pioneers. Brought to you by your Dr. Pepper bottler and the thousands of Dr. Pepper dealers from coast to coast.
Oh, when you want a welcome drink that picks up energy, just add me with Dr. Pepper and you'll sing along with me.
Drink Dr. Pepper and you'll enjoy at four. Remember Dr. Pepper, time and then two and four.
Welcome, folks. Welcome back to the 10-2-4 Ranch. This is Dick Foran, the foreman, and you're just in time to meet the boys coming in from quite a spell out on the range. Say, Snowball, they sound like they got the chuck wagon blues.
Oh, no, sir, Mr. Dick. What they got is...
Oh, I see. They've been missing their Dr. Pepper out there, huh? Well, Snowball, let's make them earn their eat. Come on, boys, the 10-2-4 blues.
All right, Dick, come on, you take us off.
Being under pressure in the crucial game, many American workers these days are under pressure, which makes some athletic contests seem like a picnic. We're in a war, and America means to win it. Let production pressure of millions slacken for even 30 minutes during the working day, and the total loss in the output of war materials mounts to a staggering figure. Now, scientists say efficiency is improved and production usually increased if workers get a bite to eat midway between meals. The people are happier, more contented, and finish the day fresher. Now, one of the most ideal ways to take your energy lift is in liquid form. Its effect is quick. You get an immediate energy lift. That's why Dr. Pepper is so popular. The whole nation is learning that when you drink a Dr. Pepper, you drink a bite to eat. And what a pleasure it is. A truly different, hot, sweet flavor to excite your sense of taste and gladden you through and through. Get on the three-a-day schedule. Stop at coolers, soda fountains, or keep a supply in your own refrigerator. Enjoy Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4 o'clock every day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Art, that's an idea that peps us all up. Say, Miss Peggy, won't you sing?
I certainly will, Dick. Very moonlight, boys.
Thank you.
Peggy, I don't think Truthful and that mule appreciated your music.
No.
Let's go and see what the fuss is all about.
All right. Sure. Dog, no good mule. Hold your mouth open.
Well, he held it open. How old is he?
Oh, howdy, Dick. Say, he's 100 years old if he's a day. And that darned old fool tried to bite me again. Doggone his scandalous hide. I'm going to get even with him.
Uh-oh.
You know what? I'm going to put about 3 sticks of dynamite in my hip pocket, and the next time he tries to kick me, it'll blow him clean to Yokohama.
But what'll it do to you?
Why, it'll... maybe I better think of something else. You know, he's a very smart mule. Why, he's darn near as smart as I am.
Oh, then, don't tell anybody that, Truthful. We may want to sell him. Listen, Truthful, haven't you heard that old proverb? Treat a mule with gentleness and kindness, and he will have no kick coming.
Fine proverb. You know the proverb. I know the proverb. But does that there mule know the proverb? Why, I've known that old rapscallion to be kind and gentle for 6 months on a stretch. Just to get a good chance to kick somebody. Of course, now, this old mule ain't near as obstinate as a pair of long-eared critters I brought down from Tennessee when I come out west.
Oh, he sounds interesting, Kismo. Tell us all.
Well, it's a very fascinating story, Miss Peggy. We got as far as the Mississippi, and I was going to swim them across, but no, they was obstinate. They wouldn't swim. They had to walk.
Oh, they couldn't do that.
Sure they could. Them mules was long ears. Why, they'd just walk on the bottom of the Mississippi River, and their ears stuck up about a foot and a half above the water. And of course, they breathe through their ears.
And
one of them got across that way just as pretty as you please. But not the others. No, he was too darn obstinate. The old fool saw a traffic light and made a left-hand turn about the middle of the Mississippi and started walking down the long way of the river. And you know what? The darned old mule never found out his air until he was wound up in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes, you better say it.
Mexicali Rose, I'm leaving. Don't feel blue. Mexicali Rose, stop weaving. I love you. When the dove of love is those big brown eyes and smile, dear.
have a poem here, please.
Yes,
despite old Truthful's awful fuss and mutely sticking on me, sir, America would be no fool to take a lesson from the news. We need what he has for this nation. By that, I mean determination. Contrary, though the new may be, he has his way. His mind is free. The bond he wears is pride. He simply takes the we, our war bonds, too, can wear and flaunt their symbols through the air. Because our bonds mean planes galore, all flying to a distant shore. And like the new, we soon can win. Because we'll kick the Nazis plumb to Berlin.
They're among your inalienable rights, and Uncle Sam didn't cancel any of them, particularly the pursuit of happiness, when he found it necessary to ration certain things. He rationed some ingredients needed for Dr. Pepper, but it's still possible for you to enjoy Dr. Pepper at most places most of the time. The supply is reduced, but the quality is unchanged. The same flavor and fine quality that has delighted Dr. Pepper drinkers for more than 50 years is being rigidly maintained. So ask for icy cold Dr. Pepper when you want a treat. Your energy picks up, too, when you drink your bite to eat. Get your Dr. Pepper daily at 10, 2, and 4 o'clock.
Uncle Sam, just where you do, away my mood, start wearing shoes, and all before the Oscar's grave. I'm getting too old to ride this day.
Well, friends, I guess we'll have to call it another day at the 1024 Ranch. But we'll be looking for you back some next broadcast. The welcome sign always hangs out, so drop in for a cold Dr. Pepper, some Western music, and a little good, clean fun. And when the clock says it's 10, 2, and 4, be thinking of it.
When you want a welcome drink, it picks up energy. It's adding to Dr. Pepper, and you'll sing along with me.
Drink Dr. Pepper, and you'll enjoy that more. Remember Dr. Pepper, time and temper.
Dick Foran appears on the 1024 Ranch through the courtesy of Universal Pictures. The Sons of the Pioneers, known here on the ranch as the Pepper Rangers, appear by arrangement with Republic Studios. The role of our ranch boss, Miss Peggy, is played by Martha Mears, bless her heart. And this is Art Gilmore wishing you good luck and good going with Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4.
And remember to buy all you can of Uncle Sam's war bonds and stamps.